When we were younger, I feel like we weren't too close at all. We never really talked to each other very much. It's more like we just exist in the same household.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. In this episode, I'm joined by my very youngest cousin, Samantha Lopez. Samantha has grown into an incredible person, and I think a lot of us, with her being the baby, a lot of us forget that she's an adult now. And it was nice to see her in that light and nice to be able to speak with her as an equal and kind of get to know each other. I think a lot of us don't take the time to do that, or at least speaking for myself and our family, we don't take the time to get to know each other as well as maybe we should or maybe as well as some of us want to. Maybe we just don't express that. So I was really grateful to her for wanting to be on and for opening up to us on Far Betterment and taking the time to speak with me. So without further ado, here's Samantha Lopez for Far Betterment. Oh, hi, Sam.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. How's your morning going so far?
Good. I woke up kind of late, but that's summer for you.
That's all right. Have you started school back up yet?
No, I start on August 19th.
Oh, okay. So pretty soon, though.
Pretty soon. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Actually, that's a good place to start, I think. Well, first, I guess, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and I guess how we know each other.
Oh, okay. I am just a 20-year-old person, and I just go to school for now. I go to Mines, and I just finished summer classes. But, yeah, I go to Mines, and we are cousins. Your mom is my mom's sister, so... Yeah,
I mean, that pretty much sums it up. We're cousins, and we've been cousins our whole lives.
Well, my whole life.
Yeah, your whole life. Yeah, that's true. Just yours. So I've got an advantage there. I've known you a very long time. So I guess it's kind of crazy because we hadn't seen each other in quite a while because I moved to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, no.
And so the last time I had seen you, you were still in high school.
Probably
before that, because I left in 2013.
It was just before then.
Yeah, so you weren't even going into... I think you were about to go into high school maybe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seems right.
And then I didn't come back until 2018, 2017, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then again last year. And I don't think we really got a chance to see each other in 2017, but we did get a chance to see each other last year or this year. So that was pretty crazy for me because you had like grown up basically and now you're in college and not just college but like a really great college, so we're very proud of you, you know, for getting into Mines and going to
thank
Mines.
You.
I don't know if a lot of people know how great of a college Mines is, but it's one of the best colleges in not just Colorado, but really, I mean, in the country, I would say, a really great engineering program. What are you going to school for, by the way?
Oh, I'm studying civil engineering.
Okay.
So it's like, do you know what that is?
Yeah. But I guess for those that don't, you can kind of explain a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So think like roads and bridges and water systems, stuff like that.
Why did you choose that?
I chose that because there was this alumni lady that had talked to one of my classes in high school, and she was studying civil engineering in the Air Force. Okay. And I thought it sounded really cool, so I looked into it, and I really liked it.
What do you like about it the most?
I think I'm just more like a math nerd type person, so all the math I do, it's pretty much just math. Physics, I was also introduced into it. I like all the calculations.
I didn't know that about you. Okay, so you like math a lot. I did not know that.
Yeah,
I'm terrible at math. Math is probably my worst subject ever. I hate
it. It can be difficult, for sure.
So I know we did want to talk about, and you brought this up, was maybe not being listened to or not even that, but just not being heard, in general.
Yeah.
I guess, what do you want to say about that? What do you want people to hear?
I guess just get to know me. I don't know. Know my personality, sort of. Because I feel like I told you this before, but not really too many people in our family have really tried too much to get to know me, because I don't know if I'm like making it all up in my head, but it's just like I'm the youngest out of all the cousins.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they just seem to still treat me like I'm a little baby.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the youngest, and we have a lot of cousins. I think there's 14 or 15 of us now, and I'm second oldest. So, yeah, I mean, for me even, it was a shock, you know, seeing you all grown up, and it's hard, I guess, when you go, like, for so long, not seeing somebody to, like, treat them differently. Like, you still see them as that, like, the young person. But I definitely agree with you. It's hard for our family to all of them, really, to see us as grown-ups or, I don't know, I guess, do you think we're all, like, really impersonal, maybe, or do you think it's just like a weird family dynamic?
Maybe a little bit of both. Yeah. I feel like the cousins definitely try more, like Chelsea, Demi, Callie. They definitely try more, like when we meet for like family gatherings, you know, they'll talk to me, just like casual conversation, what I'm doing, what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say that there's none of, like, my aunts and uncles that don't try, because your mom definitely, I love your mom. She's great.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. like Cammy, she asks what I'm doing too. I feel like that's it. That's where it stops.
Do you think it's just because there's like this dynamic of, you know, nobody ever really changing roles in the family? Like, I think our family has like very defined roles, and us, you know, we're the cousins, and especially you, like you said, you're the youngest. Our role is kind of the children, which is weird to say because I'm 33. And it's kind of like it's still a little bit of a seen and not heard thing. Do you think you're most affected by that just because you're the youngest? Or do you think that's just kind of everybody naturally falling into their role?
Yeah, I think it might, again, be both, like, everyone falling into their own role of the family, but also, like, me kind of being the youngest, because I know as a kid I was kind of annoying, and I didn't really go to family gatherings when I was a kid, because, I don't know, I just didn't like them. But, I mean, I go now, and I feel like they still see me as a kid that gets annoyed at everything. Maybe.
I don't, you know, that's odd. I never saw you like that.
You didn't?
No, really? Not really. I mean, maybe because we, you know, I lived with you guys for for at least a few years when I was younger, when I was a teenager. And so maybe our dynamic was different. I never saw you as like that annoying kid. You know, I saw you and your sisters just like my cousins, and I live with you guys, and but you guys are much younger than me, so maybe that's why. You guys were always like literally babies when I lived there. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what's different to me. Was there a point in your life where those family gatherings and stuff kind of became more important to you, or like what didn't you like about them when you were younger?
When I was younger, I don't know. I just wasn't a very social person when I was younger. I didn't really like to talk about myself or anything. I guess that could contribute to where they don't know me. Yeah, I think that's just the main point why I didn't like them. I wasn't very social. And then, what was that other question?
Do you think it was just because you, well, I guess it was more, when did those become like important to you?
I feel like recently. Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot recently. Like, my parents are getting older. I think I have older parents than most people my age, because a lot of my friends have younger parents. And I just thought, like, if my parents are older, you know, everyone else is getting older. I want to see them while I can, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. It's really hard to, like, put yourself out there, though, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's not easy at all. And I know you did mention this when we were talking over text, that it's been tough to just, like, kind of open up and put yourself out there, especially if you're, you know, introverted or... I mean, would you consider yourself introverted, or do you think it's just around family?
I think I am... Mostly, I guess. There are points where I like need to be social, because I can't just be like a hermit my entire life. But I almost did that in my fall semester last year, where I was just trying to focus on school And it was not a good idea because it was just, I didn't see my friends like ever. And I don't know, it took a mental toll on me. So I just made it a point to definitely see my friends at least once a week, but talk to them more often, you know. So I'd say I'm a introvert to some degree, but not like, yeah, not a whole lot.
How different do you think you are? How much easier is it around friends than with family? I mean, is it easier to be yourself?
I'd say so. Mm-hmm. Because they know who I was in college, you know, because I made friends in college, at the beginning of college. So they know who I am more as the older version of me than the younger version of me. That helps for sure.
It's really odd, isn't it? How, like, time seems to stop in our family. It's really... I think we've all kind of experienced this. You know, I've talked with our cousin Aaron about this, and Chelsea and Demi a little bit. And I've even talked with our uncle, Chelsea's dad. Chelsea and Demi's dad. And kind of mentioned like how I felt that time kind of stopped, and I still felt like, you know, the kid, the nephew, you know, he still calls me sweetie, you know, and I'm 33, and even he was like, I don't know why I do that. That's weird. And yeah, it's just time kind of seems to stop at a certain age. And I think it's almost between like 16 and 18, like that's as old as you get. And then that's it. And, but you know, I'm not sure I really know, you know, anybody in our family that well at all. You know, we get together and I live out of state now though. So I, you know, I see everybody once every couple years. And the people that I stay in contact with, you know, are the only ones I really, really know. And do you think, or do you find that you have to put in like a ton of effort, or when you get together with family, is it kind of like easy? Is it natural?
I feel like when I first started to go to more family gatherings, it was a little harder to get to know everybody a little bit more, like talk to them. But it's more natural now. It's just, you know, casual conversation. I have to do that more often in college too, because I'm almost constantly meeting new people. So that definitely helps a little with family. It like translates into the family, getting to talk to family. But yeah, college has helped a lot.
It sounds like it has. It sounds like it's really, I mean, I guess you've always been kind of shy. But like I said, it's hard for me to see you that way because I lived with you guys. So it was, I don't think you were as shy around, you know, me or, you know.
Yeah, definitely not with you.
Yeah. Are you, I mean, this is more like of a personal question, I guess, for myself, but are you like that with my brothers, or are you like more, because I guess I haven't really seen you around my brothers much either, because they were also pretty young. So are you like that with my brothers too, or?
I haven't seen them in a while, but, you know, before they moved out of living with my mom and all that, I definitely could talk to them very easily, like games, definitely. He's pretty much the same age as me.
Yeah.
Victor, too. Yeah, it was really easy to talk to them, I think, primarily because they lived with us. Easier to be yourself when you're at home, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you have to... You kind of have to be yourself after a while anyway when you live with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to hide from yourself when you live together.
Yeah, it is.
What was the whole, you know, process like from high school to college, and why did you decide on going to Mines?
So I applied for Mines because I like the civil engineering aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't set on it at the time, so it was just kind of, I applied to, I think, four or five colleges just to get a feel for maybe what I could do. I ended up going to Mines because it's a really good school, and you know, I got accepted. Yeah, it's just a really good school, and then it's like a difficult learning process going there too, because my parents never really went to college. Anna did, you know, but I'd ask her questions about how to do things like if I need a textbook, when I should go to office hours, if I need help or what to do. She kind of answered those questions, but she was still in college at the time. So it was helpful. But our schools are different too, or were different. So it was like a lot having to learn on my own, just throughout the semesters. So it's very different from high school, because it's definitely a lot more freedom to do what you want and when you want it, stuff like that.
Do you think you changed like a ton? Like who were you in high school? You know, what kinds of, that was like a whole part of your life I missed out on completely.
Yeah.
You know, so... who do you think you were, and what's changed about you? You know, what did you expect from college that was completely different?
I'd say I was just a regular child, me in high school. I talked to, you know, my friends, which is like a select few people. Just a shy person. People never, I mean, people talk to me. Yeah. I feel like people weren't really afraid to talk to me, but it's just like I didn't go out to talk to them either.
Okay.
Out of my way. But, sorry, how do I put this? Yeah, I mean, I was associated in clubs in high school, like the theater. I did, like, Spotlight for theater. I did Mission Club, which is just, like, charities and stuff like that. So I think I got close with some teachers, too. So that was nice. My friends were really good people. I was just... I think I just come across as shy in most parts of my life, especially in high school.
You know,
but in college, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being shy. I mean, you know, my wife is pretty shy person actually, and Robin's a really hard person to like get to open up. And but once she does, oh man.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you were in theater. That's pretty cool. How did you like that? What did you do?
That was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just spotlight. So I just, it wasn't like too much involved, but I just did spotlight on plays or musicals that the people or the other students put on.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got to know some people in theater. And they're very outgoing, most of them, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that... No, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, they have to put on a performance for lots of, like, a lot of people. So they have to kind of be outgoing in their nature.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whereas I'm behind the scenes, sort of.
Do you think, like, was that something that you wanted to do? Like, did your like, apprehension stop you from being in the theater? Or was it, like, you wanted to be behind the scenes?
I wanted to be behind the scenes, yeah.
Okay.
So, my friend was, like, behind the scenes person, so she got me in. I wanted to do spotlight. I don't know why I was so adamant about being a spotlight person, but that's just, I don't know, I just kind of liked it.
I think that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I've always actually wanted to do that exact same job as well. Like, it seems like the coolest job.
Yeah. And then now there's definitely a bunch of songs stuck in my head.
Oh, really?
Forever, probably. Yeah.
That's funny. You, like, know them all now.
Yeah. And I know when to light them people up.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that must be, like, ingrained in you now.
It really is.
Now, so, do you... Have you... I don't know how to ask this question, I guess. How's your relationship with your sister? Like, I know that you mentioned she kind of helped you through college, or, like, start college and, like, gave you advice and stuff. Was that, like, a very integral part of that process for you? Or, like, how close are you guys? How close have you been? How close are you now?
I think we've ever been too close.
Okay.
But we're getting better at it. So we'll go out, like, to a bookstore or something like that, just out of the blue now, and just kind of hang out. So that's good. It's definitely gotten better. When we were younger, I feel like we weren't too close at all. We never really talked to each other very much. It's more like we just exist in the same household. But I don't know. I don't know how that ended up happening. It's just like, I know that we hate each other, but I never hated her. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how or when that originated, but it's definitely taken a long time to just get closer. I mean, I like asking her questions about her life, or, like, things I'm about to do. I don't have no clue what I'm doing, and she's already done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I understand that. I've always found that to be, like, a interesting, I guess, to put it nicely, contrast between, like, our parents and then, you know, us and our siblings. Because I also, like, am not that close with my brothers. You know, though, it almost seems like it's just your family and my family where the siblings, like, the parents, you know, your mom and my mom are great friends, and they, you know, talk all the time, and they get along really well, and they, you know, they're, like, best friends. And then us, with our siblings, it's kind of like, like we just lived together.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Or do you have like an opinion on that?
I tried thinking about it, and I usually can find like the origin or source of, you know, the problems in my life, but just this one, I cannot seem to understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really have no clue. I guess we always just annoyed each other, sort of. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, it really is. Do you think, I mean, would you say you're, I think I know the answer to this because I watched your mom, but do you think, and your dad, did you ever feel like there was a favorite?
A favorite? Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't, I kind of thought that would be the answer because I didn't either, but thought I'd ask anyway. Yeah, your parents were always pretty fair, I think, with both of you.
Yeah, they are. And I try to reciprocate that, you know, because they're divorced now. Mm-hmm. So.
How old were you when they got divorced?
I think I was in high school.
Okay.
I really don't remember because I remember, all I remember is, oh, it might have been before that. I remember them, like, telling me they're getting a divorce, but they still lived together for a while. And then, so they were, like, separated. I don't know how to the terms, but then I don't remember when it was finalized. It was just kind of like a thing in my life.
Yeah. Did you?
So they, yeah.
No, no. Go ahead.
So my dad moved away eventually, and then my mom stayed in the house. The ranch house that we lived in. And then I think my dad bought it from her, so my mom had to move out. Yeah, I'm not really sure the timeline of things, like the years or anything. Those get all jumbled.
Yeah.
But it's just always, it's mostly, that's all I can really remember in my life.
Was that tough for you? How was that?
It was okay. I wasn't like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I knew, and my mom was having trouble with my dad, but.
Yeah.
So I wanted her to be happy. You know, I know it hurt my dad, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it hurts. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my parents. But I'm not, I never would wish them to, like, unwillingly get back together just because of me and my sister.
Yeah. You're very logical. I know that's a weird, I mean it as a compliment. I appreciate that. Kind of thinking, you know, like that kind of thinking really resonates with me because I think this might just be me being logical, but because it makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a tough thing as a kid to like work out, you know. And not have like a really emotional reaction. Do you think you and your sister like handled it differently, or do you think you guys were all kind of on the same page? Because I know she was a little older.
Yeah. I think I remember my sister not wanting them to get the divorce. Mm-hmm. So she handled it differently than me for sure.
Okay.
But she's not a very emotional, like, chill emotional person. She is more now, but back then she wasn't at all. So I think she kind of hid it from me and my parents for a long time. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was different, yeah.
Okay. How was the... What was it like immediately after for you guys?
Immediately after, is that what you said?
Yeah, was everybody kind of relieved, or were you guys...
It was just... It wasn't, like, relief. You know, they lived separate before the divorce was finalized, so it's just, like, daily life for me. It wasn't any different at all.
It's interesting. My parents got divorced when I was super, super young, so I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, my parents didn't get along at all. They hated each other. They fought all the time, you know, called the police on each other. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
It was really toxic. There was, like, screaming in the streets and just a lot of that kind of stuff. But your parents have done a great job of... Like, I know people use this term a lot now, like co-parenting, but they made it work before that was, like, even a thing. You know, they both seemed to really, you know, put you guys first and take care of you guys first. Do you think that kind of made everything easier for you guys? And also, your dad, you know, he still goes to family gatherings. And, you know, we all still really like your dad. You know, I love your dad. Your dad's done a lot for me. And so has your mom. I'm glad that he's still around. But do you think, like, that made everything easier for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It really did. They're both great parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They do co-parent very well. My mom never wanted to, like, you know, take me from my dad.
Yeah.
When I was under 18, they had, I think, shared custody.
Okay.
It wasn't like someone had me over the other person. They just want to make things fair, not putting me, like, too much stress on me or my sister. They did as much as they could, but, you know, it's a divorce. It's still stressful. I have to be with, like, one parent at one time. And then the other parent then the next time. I try to make it as fair as possible. Because they do the same for me.
I think they've done a great job. I think you guys have done a great job, you and Anna.
Thanks.
You've both grown up to be, you know, very well-rounded and... Really, you guys are super intelligent. Both of you are. I think your parents did a great job of, like, nurturing that side of you. Because I've always thought you guys were really mature. But seeing you again, you know, after not seeing you for so long was just kind of crazy. It, like, blew my mind how much you guys have grown up.
Seeing your kids, but, like, I've only known Asher before, mm-hmm. and, like, seeing your two other kids, that, like, kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about kids? Do you want kids ever?
I go back and forth. I'm not sure. I think ultimately I will. But, you know, I'm only 20. I don't think I'm ready for that right now.
Yeah, I think that's smart. We had Asher when Robin was 21, and I think we were probably ready. It was a surprise, obviously. We weren't planning on that. But, you know, we were probably ready. We were mature enough at that age, I think. But I guess if I could have waited, maybe I would have. So, yeah, I think that's smart.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to open it up to you. Like, what would you like to talk about? I know you said that you don't feel like family's really gotten to know you. Maybe mm-hmm. not through anyone's fault, but just through either circumstance or like family dynamic. So, what's important to you?
College is priority right now. Mm-hmm. I want to get through that and then, you know, get a good job. I want to eventually sort of, my dad's paying for my college right now, so I want to 100% pay him back for that.
That's nice. That's really nice of you. Yeah.
And then just pay back my parents in any way I can. Because they got me here, really, where I am. So, yeah, I want to pay them back. And then, you know, after I feel like I've done enough or whatever, maybe I never will. But, you know, charity is also like a really important part of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but just giving back to the community of, you know, society. I want to donate when I can. Yeah, so I think those are like my main goals in life.
You did talk a little bit about, you said it was Mission Club, is that right? In high school?
Mission Club, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So charity's obviously been part of your life for quite a while already. Mm-hmm. What was Mission Club like?
So we'd set up like food drives or coat drives, shoe drives, stuff like that in high school. And we'd go to like a monthly soup kitchen and serve food there. And just like all the getting to know some of the homeless people that would go to the soup kitchen, they're just like really good people, most of them, you know. So that really opened my eyes to how they lived and who they were in general.
Yeah, Denver has I've always thought Denver has like this way of treating homeless people kind of like animals sometimes. And I know there have been like lots of articles and things like that. And I think that it needs a lot more people like you. And Mission Club to really like take care of the homeless situation and help them out. And I think that's amazing that you did that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that, there's someone like you in our family. You know, I will say I've always really appreciated that about our family. You know, your mom's, especially when I was younger, I remember her being involved in a lot of things like that. And obviously our uncles are as well, and aunts and stuff. They also are very giving in that sense.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're following down that path. It's something we could all do a lot more of. What? Here's a fun question, maybe, or a really weird one. So first of all, when did you decide, like, well, I guess you kind of talked about that, you know, when you met that woman that was a civil engineer. But did you have, like, another dream? Like, something like, I don't know, being an actor or, I don't know, something like that, or a passion when you were younger?
So I think I told some family when I was younger that I wanted to be a meteorologist, and then I kind of grew out of that because I like to watch the weather on TV. But I think I'm more behind the scenes person. So there's like meteorologists that obviously kind of help out the ones that are on TV by like do like the radar. I don't know how it really works, but I wanted to be one of those behind the scenes type of meteorologists. But I think I was put off by it eventually because it's not like a definite thing. Like you can't calculate exactly when the weather is going to come or how much rain is going to fall. And I think that bothered me.
Oh,
so
okay.
I needed to be in something that was more definitive in nature. You could calculate exactly everything pretty much. So I think engineering was definitely the route for me.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I never knew you wanted to be a meteorologist. But that also is interesting that you really needed that, like, absolute certainty. Zero. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder, like, why do you think that is? Why do you think you like the definitive more than, I guess, like, not the unknown, but the unsure?
That's a good question. I've never really thought about that before. I think I'm a planner. I plan trips and stuff like that. I've become more lax lately, but I used to like plan family trips or whatever with my mom or dad. We'd be here at this time or whatever. So I think I don't know. I just kind of need to know what goes on when, and that kind of feeds into my math part of my brain.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes perfect sense. I guess one probably goes hand in hand with the other. So you used to plan trips. Where have you gone? That's pretty cool. I didn't know that about you either.
Yeah, so I've gone to Ouray, Colorado.
And then that's beautiful.
Visited, yeah, it really is. I visited Mesa Verde 2 years ago, just before college. I've gone to Texas like 3 times. Estes Park a couple times too. I like to plan out things. Yeah. Oh, we went to Chicago too and Mexico City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think like 90% of those were planned pretty much the whole like time by me, but
really
the latest few ones I've become more lax about it. Just kind of do whatever, whenever. I don't know why I've just changed that part.
I think that's pretty cool. Like that, you kind of let yourself be lax, because why not? Every once in a while, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
What was your favorite place or do you have one?
It'd be a tie between Mexico City and Chicago.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I was in Mexico City a lot. I was in Chicago. I was only in Chicago for like 2.5 days. But it was really beautiful there. And it wasn't scary at all, like a bunch of people make it seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
We walked from our hotel room to like the lake shore sort of area. So that was fun. Yeah. And then I've realized that since I've studied civil engineering, I take note of like all the different types of infrastructure, all these different cities or towns have. So I find that really fascinating.
What's like the thing that draws you the most, or like, and this is probably a question I'll be interested in mostly. As far as like infrastructure and stuff, what's been like your favorite thing to see or that's drawn your eye the most?
I keep going back and forth on this, but I really like waterways, and I also really like roads. I'm leaning more towards roads because, you know, going on some road trips in my life, I've taken note of like bad infrastructure. So like I don't know. It's just my opinion too, because I'm not like a professional yet. So what I think is bad might be there for a purpose, but so going on some road trips, that kind of also led me to like roads. But like I used to like driving a lot more than I do now, but I still enjoy it. I like to see the way like cars move throughout the suburbs or towns or cities, how planned it is, stuff like that.
You know, I think people, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but that stuff's like really interesting to me too. So that's something I didn't know about you. I like, my dad built roads when I was a kid, you know, I don't know if you knew that. But that was like his job. He was a foreman on a construction site where they built roads. And so he used to test all the soils and do all the, like the, sample testing and mixing, and he would do surveying and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like his job. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, like that stuff really interested me too, because I spent time on those sites. So I would watch like how things were done and how the road was built, and like I would try to tell people, and they would just stare at me like, why? You know, I'm like 10, 11 years old, and they're just like, why is this something we're talking about right now? But yeah, no, I think that stuff's super interesting. I don't think people understand like what goes into that and like how much, well, engineering there really is in just laying, you know, asphalt. Like you have to test all of the soils, all of the like
everywhere.
Yeah, everything. And then you have to mix your asphalt properly, because if you don't, then you know your road will fall apart. And then you have to account for like water and freezing and ice. Like it's pretty crazy. Like there's a lot involved. So that's cool to hear somebody else like nerd out about stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going into just even like a simple roadway.
Yeah, it really is. What do you want to like, what do you see yourself doing in the future? Like, specifically, do you want to stay in Colorado? Do you want to, you know, you've traveled a lot. Do you want to move to one of those places? Are there other places you want to travel to?
So, yeah, I do want to travel. You know, just see the world and all the different types of infrastructure. But yeah. I think I ultimately want to stay in Colorado just because it's where my family is, family that I know. And my parents are here, you know. I already kind of touched on this, but they're obviously getting older, so I want to be with them while I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally understand that. Do you think you're closer with your parents than a lot of your friends, or than like even a lot of our family?
I don't know about that because I do have friends that, you know, they party and stuff like that, but they also like to visit their parents on weekends or whenever they can too.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's definitely not just me. but yeah, I think a lot of the people I know are pretty close with their parents. I don't know about our family.
Yeah.
Chelsea's close with her dad. I know that.
It seems like they're, I don't know. I've always thought our family was really close with their kids. It's hard for me to see it otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I guess you never really know because, you know, you're not part of that inner circle. You know, when people go home at night, you don't know what's going on. But it seems like everyone's close. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I don't want to speak for them.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I think about it, I don't know, it seems like everyone's pretty close, but yeah you don't want to speak for them either.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, I don't know. I guess it's always been so different for me with you guys because, you know, I feel like we're probably, you know, well, I guess I can't say we're closer than most because you were a kid still when I lived there and when before I moved, like you were still super young. But you know, I've always been pretty close with your mom. I mean, the other day I called her because I was having a panic attack. And your mom's always like one of the people I call because she's really good at helping. And also like she's, you know, she's compassionate, so she'll pick up the phone. She won't just ignore you or like blow you off. Like she'll pick it up and she'll actually like talk to you. So for me, I guess your mom's always been like kind of a second mom, or, you know, like more than my aunt for sure. And you guys have always been, I don't know, I guess I never thought of you guys as cousins. Which is weird to say. I always kind of thought of you guys as like little sisters that were running around, you know, really young. And you guys never annoyed me. I always really enjoyed being around you guys. You really didn't ever annoy me.
I'm kind of surprised.
I mean, not that I can remember. Maybe I'm like remembering things through like rose-colored, you know, lenses. But I don't think you guys ever really annoyed me. I guess I had brothers that did that for me. Maybe that's it. Maybe you guys are like a break. I know engineering's obviously, you know, a major passion of yours. But what do you like to do outside of that? What do you like to you said your friends party. Do you find yourself doing that at all, or you kind of stay out of that?
I stay out of that right for now. Because right now I'm just, this may sound like a dumb goal for like anybody else, but I'm trying not to have, like, I wouldn't say any, but as little as alcohol as possible until I turn 21. It's just kind of to prove myself to myself that I have self-control, sort of. So, I mean, I've had drinks with, like, my mom or dad, and it's, like, sips, not even, like, a full drink. But that's about it, and never with friends or anything, and they understand that. So they still invite me to, like, parties, but it's just, like, I know I can go to parties and not drink. They wouldn't push me to do that, but it's just, like, self-control thing. Also, I'm kind of shy. And then outside of partying, well, I guess not non-partying, I don't know, I feel like school is, I love learning, and that's like a really nerdy thing to say, but I don't really find myself doing too much outside of school. I took summer classes, so I really, really like to learn just basically anything.
I think that that is incredibly important. And first of all, I'm glad that you, I like that challenge to yourself. I think that's really, really cool. And I know Robin would appreciate that too, because Robin never drank. And I was always really happy that, I don't know, it's nice. It's nice. I think I did enough of that for both of us anyway. It's nice to have somebody who's like a rock like that. And I think you're like very, you're a very solid, dependable person. And I don't know. I'm proud of you for making that decision. It's not an easy one to make in college, especially with, you know, all the pressure and stuff from, gosh, I don't know, homework and, you know, let alone friends and stuff. So I'm glad you found a circle of friends that, you know, would never do that, would never pressure you like that. I think that's so hard to find.
I was honestly really lucky because there's this program that I kind of put myself in the first year of college. Mm-hmm. So they had like, I think it was first gen students. So like your parents never went to college, and that was my case. So I put myself in that sort of organization, and they put me in this dorm of like 22 people who are also mostly first-gen students.
Okay.
And it was just, like, a really close community of people in that one small dorm, because compared to the rest of the school, the dorms are huge. They had, like, hundreds of people. So I got lucky to be put with the people that I call friends now in that same organization.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that mine's is a little different in that sense? Because, I mean, I only went to college for a couple semesters, but my experience was, like, completely different. I just got thrown in there. And if there was a program, like, or anything to, like, help you make that transition, like, you had to seek it out. It wasn't just told to you. Like, you had to really seek it out or hear about it from somebody. And so I really like struggled with like, you know, anxiety and stuff back then and still. So college just like for me was not, I couldn't do it. It was just not an option for me. You know, I would freak out like every day, embarrassingly. Or back then it was. Now, you know, I kind of know better. But do you think mine's is different in that sense?
It's a pretty small school. I think it's only 5,000 with undergrad and grad students.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'd get emails informing me before I went to college. I get emails informing me of, like, different clubs and organizations I can get into in my first year. So that was really, really helpful, I think, just to, you know, guide me a little bit better. I'm not really sure what other schools do. They might have the same thing. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, yeah, I was 19, 20 years old, so it was quite a while ago. So maybe things have obviously gotten different since then. Now I sound old. Oh, things have changed in 20 years. That's weird. Well, I'm really, really proud of you. And really, like, I guess kind of like amazed by how well you've, like, I don't know, you're very mature. And you seem to have figured things out a lot sooner than most of us. And I think your parents did a great job of normalizing everything for you guys and also getting along. Like, a lot of people don't get along in divorces, and your parents have done a great job of getting along and putting you guys first. And that's not something all parents do.
Yeah, I'm lucky in that aspect.
And you can tell you're really appreciative too. You know, you can really tell how grateful you are. And I think it's really refreshing to see.
Thanks.
No, thank you. It really means a lot to me that you wanted to be on because, like I said, you're only the second person that's asked and from our family, and only the third person that's been on from our family, I believe. I'd have to go double check. But, yeah, like, you're only the second person that's asked to be on. And so that means so much. You know, I've had strangers ask, and at this point I've had way more strangers than I've had family members or friends. So it's nice.
I wish my dad would do it because his life, I don't know. I don't think he thinks it's interesting, but just like him coming from Mexico and stuff like that, I think it's really interesting. And I've wanted to write it for the longest time, but I keep forgetting.
You want to what?
I've been wanting to, like, write his stories down for the longest time, but I just keep forgetting to.
Yeah, your dad does have an interesting story, though. Really interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't really know it that well. Just a little bit of it from, you know, Betty, from your mom. And my mom and Grammy, I guess, really.
Yeah. I've been getting it out of him very slowly. And he's been telling me things, because I ask him specific questions. Mm-hmm. He's been telling me things that, like, not even my mom knew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he? You know, No, go ahead. Sorry.
But I'd ask him, like, oh, did you have any pets or whatever in Mexico? Or, you know, just really specific questions. Because I want to know his life, what he was like. And sometimes you can answer them, but sometimes it's just like he doesn't remember.
Yeah. You seem like, wow, that was a weird crack there. You seem like you're really, you almost sit right in the middle of who you're like. You seem like you're very like your mom and very like your dad. That's kind of interesting to me because most people are either one or the other. But you're very level.
I think I'm like logical, sort of like my dad, and then my mom's emotional, and you know I can be, but I think I lean more towards the logical part.
Yeah. Okay.
So who knows? That's just my opinion. Maybe it's different from the outside.
I wonder. I don't know. It's really like difficult for me, I guess, to make that final assumption, mm-hmm. I guess, because yeah, like when I saw you, you were emotional because you're a kid and kids are emotional. Like you can't help it, you know, not that you were like running around screaming your head off all the time, but, but like, you know, as a kid, you have emotional reactions to things rather than logical reactions for the most part, I think. But maybe not. Maybe you were a different kind of kid and I just never noticed because I was, you know, a teenager probably, or not a teenager, but, you know, really young, like doing my own thing. So maybe I just didn't notice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And actually, when I lived with you guys, I was a teenager. I was probably like
I don't remember
17.
You living with us.
Oh, really? Yeah, you were pretty young. No. I was, well, geez, I'm 13 years older than you, so I guess you're like 4 or 5 when I lived with you guys. That's
wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I lived with you guys. I went to Legacy for a little while, and that's when I lived with you guys because my mom moved to Fort Collins, and I did not want to go. I remember begging your parents, and your dad like said yes and let me stay, and of course I did all the dumb like things that I shouldn't have done, and I got in trouble a lot, and you know, made it really hard for everybody because that's the kind of kid I was. Like I was like, I got in trouble, you know, I didn't want to do the things I was supposed to do. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and like your parents put up with me for a very long time, and I'm grateful that they did that. And, you know, one of the nicest things your parents ever did for me, and I'll always remember this and like remember how I felt when they did this, you know, even just aside from them letting me live with them, which was already nice enough. But when I turned, I think I was 19 or 20, and I was going to buy my first car that was like from the dealership or whatever. Like I had already owned a car. It was like a junky car. And this was like going to be my first like new car. And without even asking at all, your mom and dad were like, you know, we're proud of you for what you've done. You know, I had been working for a while and not, you know, I hadn't been getting in trouble and I got a job and I was finally starting to like come into my own and become an adult. And they actually like took me aside and told me they were proud of me and told me they wanted to help me get a car. And so they took me to the dealership, or your mom took me and like co-signed for me, which was huge because, you know, I was this young kid and I was going to get like this terrible interest rate. And I hadn't even been thinking about getting a car at that point. Not a good one anyway. And like, I'll always remember that because first of all, your parents like told me they were proud of me, which was huge to me, but because somebody helped me. And at that point in my life, I didn't feel like our family really did that for each other. You know, I was angry at that age, and that really changed my life. That like singular moment really like made a huge impact on me. So I don't know why I thought I should tell you that, but I guess I just wanted you to know, like, your parents are like good people, and that I appreciated them, and that like they really changed my life, just by even letting me live with them and letting me see like a whole other side of what a family can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I don't know how much you know about like my upbringing, but it was not, it wasn't like yours, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear they helped you.
Yeah, they definitely did.
I never knew that story. I guess I don't really know or remember much from when I was younger what they were like.
Yeah. I don't know if they've... You know what? I don't know if I've told many people that story. I know I've told Robin. my wife, obviously. But you already know that. And... You know, I've told like Aaron and Chelsea and stuff, our cousins, my mom, but I don't know if I've really told anybody. And then that like speaks even more to your parents. They've, you know, they'd never have gone around and saying like, look what I did, you know, like,
yeah,
like it never even occurred to them to bring that up. They've never even brought it up to me, you know, like, I've never heard them say like, hey, remember that time we did this for you? Don't forget it. You know, they would never do that.
Yeah.
So, and I think you guys, you and Anna have a lot of those same really great qualities. You guys are really good people. And I'm glad that we got to talk, and I hope we get to do this again and get to know each other better, because it's been a very long time, and I think you're right. We don't really take the time to get to know each other,
mm-hmm.
and we should. We're family.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I guess before I let you go, is there anything you want to ask, anything you want to know while we're sitting here?
Yeah, you texted me about a motorcycle. I'm curious.
Yeah, I've been kind of trying to learn and doing some classes and stuff so that I can get a motorcycle license. And
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's something I've always wanted to do. And I think that I need that like rush of almost like putting your life at risk to feel good at times, maybe. I don't know. I think I just kind of like, it reminds me that I like being alive, which is dark.
That's cool.
But
yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. I don't know. I'm gonna try to get my license here, and I don't know. I'd love to ride across the country someday. You know, I like to travel like you do. That's mm-hmm. like one of my favorite things, is experiencing other like places and people and things like that. So you've gone to places that I like absolutely would love to go, I've always been kind of nervous to go to Chicago and Mexico City. Those two places are like super high on my list. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mexico City, when I was a kid, Grammy and my mom wouldn't let me go because it was like super dangerous, and they would just like swipe you off the street.
Yeah.
But now I've read anyway that it's like one of the safest cities in the world.
Is it? I didn't know that either.
Yeah. what I've read. So anyway, I mean, mm-hmm. I obviously don't know, but
yeah. Yeah, you should definitely go visit those places. I know my mom was kind of worried about letting me go to Mexico City, but yeah. I went with my dad and my sister for like really cheap, like super cheap.
That's so cool.
And yeah, it was really fun. We walked around a lot, got like 20,000 steps a day.
Oh, wow.
Like 8 miles. Yeah. It was like 8 miles of walking or something. Yeah, it didn't seem too bad. It was really beautiful. Both places.
Yeah. I have to go. Like, next time you go, tell me. I'll just invite myself.
Yeah, it's just like, I kind of want to wait to go again because, you know, I don't really know too much Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was like...
Maybe learn Spanish.
What's that?
Maybe you learn Spanish first, then go.
I think I was the last one that learned Spanish. Because I don't think anyone younger than me knows any Spanish. I think only me and Lena. Out of all the like cousins, are the only ones mm-hmm. that speak Spanish.
Yeah, so. Wow. I wish I did.
Yeah, that's interesting that that you never learned, like that your parents never taught you or spoke to you in Spanish because your dad's from Mexico.
Yeah.
Obviously, but he's an American citizen, and so like they don't, like he uses English all the time. What would he need Spanish for, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in his line of work, you know. It probably doesn't come up very often.
Yeah, no.
So.
Not really.
Yeah. And then your mom speaks English all the time, too. I mean, I speak English to your mom.
Yeah.
I speak English to my mom, and my mom speaks fluent Spanish back to me.
Yeah, she does the same to me. I understand her for the most part.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, you understand Spanish pretty well, huh?
It's gotten worse, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my conversational Spanish has gotten pretty awful. Yeah.
Yeah, out of practice.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I live in North Carolina. I mean, there aren't many Spanish speakers here, you know. It's very, it's not super diverse here. It is in mm-hmm. ways, but not completely. So... well, if you ever travel out to North Carolina, let us know. We'd love to have you. It'd be a lot of fun to have you visit.
Yeah. I'd like to see what your life is like now.
It's pretty
all I remember from you being here was like you living in that condo with Robin, and then James and I would come over pretty often. And we play video games where, like, you would watch hockey.
Yeah. Wow. That was a while ago. I missed that place. I really missed that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss...
Oh.
What's that?
You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Did you have two dogs? I could not remember for the life of me.
I did, yeah. Yeah, we had the... small dog, his name was Should Have Been. Uh-huh. And then we had the big dog, Albie. We still have Albie. He's still alive and kicking. He's like 11 or 12 years old or something like that now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and
I can remember his name.
Still acts like a puppy, jumps all over the place. And yeah, he's still crazy. But yeah, we used to have two dogs. We had the little one until we moved out here. And then... I mean, he was pretty old. He passed away like a year after we moved here.
Something like that. I didn't know that.
Maybe 2 years. But yeah, he was pretty old. He was the dog that I ran over.
I do remember that.
I mean, not on purpose, obviously. But he got hit by two cars at least in front of me. And then I thought it was a paper bag, so I was trying to like straddle the paper bag. Turns out he was just laying there in the street. Poor dog. And I ran him over. Luckily, not with my tires. And then I took him to the animal hospital and kind of like told them, hey, like if you guys are going to like put him down or like give him up for adoption, I would like to, you know, have first like chance at him. And so they called me like a week later and said, you want this guy because we're about to give him up. And so we kept him. That was mine and Robin's first dog together.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he was a little like yappy, like Pomeranian mix. Yeah.
Was it weird seeing like my dog Charlie when he came here like 2 months ago? You knew Angel and Bandit.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. With Angel and Bandit not there, you know, like those are the dogs I always knew. I like Charlie though. He's friendly. I mean, he barked, but he's like all bark and no bite, you know?
Yeah. He's a ball of nerves. So that's for sure.
Those little dogs always are though. They're always freaking out about something. So that's all right. No, I liked him though. He's friendly. Like once he calmed down, he's like really nice dog.
Oh, he's the sweetest dog.
Yeah, you could tell. He seemed like it. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up. I've had you on here for an hour and a half.
Has it been? Wow.
Yeah, no, it flew by actually. That's kind of a surprise. Yeah, it flew by. But yeah, I think, like I said, it really means a lot that you wanted to be on. I really appreciate it and appreciate you taking an interest. No, thank you. Like I said, I think I told you this over text or whatever, but like without you guys, this wouldn't even exist. Like I wouldn't be able to do this and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be able to get to know you or anybody. So, you know, I'm grateful to you guys for doing this. Especially when family like does it, and you know, it's so nice to have that like support. I feel like, like the whole reason you came on was because you felt like family didn't take the time to get to know you, and I guess I kind of feel like that too sometimes. And so it was nice that somebody reached out and wanted to get to know me and me get to know you. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It means a lot more to me than you think, maybe. I guess I'll put it that way. It means a lot to me. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.